92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
If you're someone who smokes or have in the past, I'm sure you remember having your first cigarette and maybe the last one if you quit recently. Recent studies have shown that smoking has declined dramatically. Back in 1965, nearly half of Americans were smoking, and you could smell it everywhere. In 2024, it was down to about 7%, and that's really good news. Unfortunately, things like the COVID pandemic resulted in a lot of boredom, which led to a resurgence in smoking and people trying vape products. A lot of returning smokers admitted that it was simply something to do because they were bored. But a lot of people who had never smoked before started during those early days of COVID. And because of that, some people are saying that cigarettes are back, which is kind of ironic because our government recently dissolved the Office of Smoking and Health, which was part of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Plus, this is really ironic. People who are part of Make America Healthy Again, they're promoting the benefits of nicotine use to all their followers, claiming that the natural drug is actually good for you. But for all of our lives, we've been told how absolutely catastrophic it is for our health.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.